Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Welcome back to day 7 of the Plant Better Financial Institutional Congregation. You get it though, right? Okay. It's Plant Better Financial. Welcome back. Day 7. Okay. What did we just talk about?
Nine laws of sowing and reaping.
Nine laws of sowing and reaping. We covered 2 of them. And number 1 was?
Everything starts with the seed.
That's right. And number 2?
Nothing happens until you plant it.
Sweet. That is it. Number 3. Whatever I sow is what I will reap. This is vital. Whatever I sow is what I will reap. What does that mean? Let's go. Let's get some dialogue.
If you sow an apple seed, you'll reap an apple seed.
There you go. You're on it. That's right. Well, if you sow an apple seed, you'll reap an apple.
You're right.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely correct.
And more than one.
Oh, well, we're coming to that. Okay. So when I sow something, I get back what I sowed. That's powerful. So if you sow savings, you get back savings. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does savings look like in the real world? Wealth. You see it? When you sow responsible financial habits, you get back a life that leads to or that reflects responsible financial habits. This laws. You're not running from this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to change it. Okay, let's talk about gravity again, right? Which gravity, well, this everybody, I won't get too deep in this philosophical debate about gravity that I'm a minority in holding in. But let's just, gravity exists, okay?
Okay.
Now watch this here. If I am Christian, does gravity exist?
Yeah.
Muslim.
Yes.
Buddhist.
Yes.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
Mormon.
Yes.
So gravity exists.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
White.
Yes.
Jew.
Yes.
Gentile.
Yes.
Gravity exists.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What if I don't believe in gravity?
Still exists.
Still there.
So no matter what happens, gravity's still there.
Yes.
Okay. These are laws. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you put in, you get out.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm Muslim?
You still.
What if I'm Christian?
Still.
What if I'm a good person?
Still.
Oh no, but I'm a good person. I can have bad spending habits and still have a good life. I'm a good person.
But you still have bad spending habits.
Okay, now. I did all that to get right here. on purpose. Some of you have religious dogma and rules and family and society rules. They say, just be good. You'll do okay. There are a lot of good people that are broke. There are a lot of good people that work 35 years for a job, retired, and they're currently Walmart greeters. Because their retirement didn't match up to the amount of money they needed to successfully and comfortably retire. So they'll get a second income. And since they don't understand how to invest in things, they had to go swap time for money. 65 years old. Okay, there's nothing wrong with being a Walmart greeter. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, just because you're a good person doesn't mean that you're going to be financially intelligent. I'm saying they're not the same thing. But that's not what every circle teaches. Okay. I'm going to walk a little harder because I just need you to get this, okay? I just need you to get this. Because my job is to teach you financial wealth. Starts up here. I apologize in advance, okay? And if you bought this, share it and then let people talk bad about me, okay?
No, don't share it. Buy it for somebody.
Buy it. And then let somebody talk bad about me. Just because you tithe in church does not mean you're going to be wealthy. Okay? That's part of the battle. Giving to charity is part of the battle. If you give 10% and expect something esoteric or something great to overcome all the bad seeds in your life, you failed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get it. I'm pushing against it. You don't like it, but I have to tell you the truth. Does this make sense? Okay, let me say this now mathematically. So what, you give your 10% to your deity of choice? If you don't know what to do with the 90%, you're broke. And you can make $300,000 a year and still feel broke. Mm-hmm. You must know what to do with the 90. Makes no sense for you to give 10% to your church only, but then have 90% go to all your expenses. That makes no sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, all that to say, I don't care what you're doing. If you try to use your religion to say, but I'm a good person, that has nothing to do with what you're planting. Okay. See, people don't like this part. You just said if you put in an apple, mm-hmm. you get back an apple. Mm-hmm. Just because you tithe don't mean you're not planting poison financially everywhere else. And that 10% of charity, which is great, which is what you should do, which is what I do, everybody, anybody who is financially astute does this. Because they believe in this. It had to be to a religious entity. You'd be atheist and still give 10% somewhere. Because that seed's coming back. But they're not poisoning themselves with the 90%. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did we cover that?
Yeah.
All right. Write this down. I get it. You're angry with me. But I still have to tell you the truth. Okay. Write this down. You sow a thought. You reap an act. You sow a thought, you reap an act. You sow an act, you reap a habit. You sow an act, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, You reap a destiny. You sow a character. You reap a destiny. Okay, don't worry, I'm going to repeat it. I've said them both twice. So I'm going to repeat it for you. You sow a thought, you reap an act. You sow an act, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. This is how powerful planting and reaping is. I don't care how good of a person you are. I don't care. Neither does the law.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform. There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. audible.com/brickbybrick. There are a lot of good people with bad seeds. You're nice people, but you plant and frequently eat and drink poison. You're a great person, but you put filth in your body. It doesn't matter. Because a law is a law. You plant, when you sow a thought, you get an act. You sow an act, you get a habit. You sow a habit, you get a character. You sow a character, you get a destiny. Is everybody following that?
Yes.
What does that mean? That means every seed you plant is eventually leading towards your destiny. Because remember, you can't plant what's not even in your character to plant. You have good character, but terrible financial character. Mm-hmm. You can be a good person and don't pay your bills. So now you're a good person with bad credit. So do you have good character? Because credit, your credit score, is a numerical equation of the quality of your character. You have signed and you said, I'm going to pay you back. Your mouth say you will, but the numbers say you do not. Number four. I am not the only sower. Okay, I explained this earlier, many days ago. I'm not the only sower. Please understand this one, guys. I'm not the only sower. We've discussed it. I'm talking about laws. What does that mean? You can't avoid these. But if you can't avoid them, neither can the person next to you avoid them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you can't avoid these laws, then the people you attach yourself to can't avoid these laws. So you can be a good person with great financial habits and wonder why you keep losing, because the person you're attached to or the people you are attached to, they're getting the negative side of the law. And so now you're a good harvest is mixed with bad harvest, and you're no longer good, you're just mediocre. You're no longer hot, you're no longer cold, you're just warm. And nobody likes warm soup. Warm cereal. And who eats lukewarm cereal? A lukewarm popsicle. There's no such thing as a lukewarm popsicle, it's Kool-Aid now. And it's not even good Kool-Aid. It's lukewarm Kool-Aid. who goes to the store and buys a lukewarm soda water, or depending on a pop, depending on where you are? Mm-mm. Now, some of you go, well, I don't like ice in my soda. But even then, it's room temperature. And room temperature is not necessarily lukewarm. Lukewarm is when you pop it open and it literally was warm on your tongue. No. You don't take lukewarm baths. You don't wash with lukewarm dishes. So why do you have lukewarm bank accounts? I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you. And some of you are great people, but your inner circle are people who have all the bad stuff happening. Listen, here's how you can identify if you're this person. When you have to go, man, I don't understand. I keep doing everything right. Mm-hmm. You're surrounded by somebody that's doing everything wrong.
Wow.
I went to school. I have the job. I have the credit. And I still can't get ahead. You're surrounded by somebody that's doing everything wrong. Because you have your garden. They have their garden. When you've decided to link together, you share a garden. And now you're reaping poison and fruit at the same time. And let me tell you, I don't care how healthy your fruit is, it will never, ever, ever stop poison from being poison. You can eat 100% authentic fruit and still die from something with 1% poison. You're not the only sower. Choose your friends wisely. Choose your spouses wisely. This is why successful people stress this. Your life will always be an experience through the energy of what other people have sown. Let me help you. Your life will always and forever be at the expense of what other people are sowing in your life. And you thought you were in control. You are in control when you pick the right people. But when you're so in control and you pick the wrong people, your harvest is completely in their hands. Ask yourself, is my financial future worth this person? Is my kid's college fund worth this person's love? Do I actually love my children when I know the person I'm attaching myself to is giving me a bad harvest and I stay here? This was already written down. I wrote this down many years ago. So, sorry. This is already written down. Just getting some looks. Already written down. I am not the only sower. Guys over the internet, can you give me a ride home? I'm going to need a ride home today. Okay. Choose your friends wisely. Okay? Some of you grew up in multiple generations of abuse. But guess what? The laws of sowing and reaping say just because you have it in you don't mean you have to plant it. Mm-hmm. You can break every curse. Just because your mother and father didn't save doesn't mean that you have to inherit. You've inherited their financial habits and their teachings, but you don't have to plant them. There. You are curse breakers. Your life will always impact other people. Your life and your financial habits are not just yours. This is where we ended. You're gonna take this home. Your life and your financial habits are not just yours. There will never be a time in your life in which your financial habits do nothing for it. Every second of your life, what you do financially is impacting your life. Every second of your life, what you do financially is impacting your life. But since your life is not just yours, since your life doesn't just impact yours, everything you do financially today is affecting your children tomorrow. And in everything you're doing financially today and affecting your children tomorrow, you're literally affecting your children's future conversations about finances today. Your children are going to have conversations 20 years from now about the financial things you talked about today. Please don't send your children out your house 20 years from now having completely ignorant conversations about money. Your sons are soon one day going to be taking care of women or taken from women. Your daughters one day are going to be impressed by their saving habits or forced to be impressed by another man's saving habits. And I'd much rather you have your daughter being impressed by what she can do, so no man can come and influence her because he did something well. That should be standard if you have a daughter. She should not be impressed by my son's financial habits. She should say, that's what you're supposed to do. Impress me with something else. Impress me with how you treat me. Because you're supposed to treat money well. Now, can you treat me well too? Your challenge. I want you to look at the people in your life right now. And I want you to look at what they're planting, not what they're telling you they're reaping. Not all the wolf tickets coming out of their mouth. I want you to look at the seeds in their hand, not their harvest. Don't judge people. In truth, you should judge people by their harvest. But it's not always fair because people can change and their harvest just hasn't caught up with their seeds. Judge them right now by what they're planting and decide, is the poison they're planting worth the future of my life? Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.